It is a record-shattering cold across Wisconsin as well as beyond the Midwest. We're checking in on this cold snap here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This icy air mass moving through our state, keeping temps in the single digits. The Arctic blast could shatter hundreds of records straight across the country. So what's the weather like in your area this morning? How do the low temps and snowfall compare to years past? Join in 800-642-1234. Chris Stumpf is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service based in Milwaukee. And Chris, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So Wisconsin and other places in the Midwest seeing this record low temperatures for this time in November. What's causing this? What's going on atmospherically?
We had a big Arctic outbreak that came out of Canada down through much of the central United States and is now kind of pushing off to the east. But the low temperatures were felt as far south as southern Texas and the Gulf Coast, and it's now kind of pushing off to the east coast.
What did we see here in Wisconsin?
We bottomed out in the single digits yesterday morning. I think the central kind of southern Madison area got down to about 4 degrees. There was some spots that maybe dipped below zero across northern Wisconsin yesterday morning.
So how do these low temperatures compare to past years? You know, I've read that there are hundreds of records being shattered.
Yes, it's quite a big outbreak. And really the last time for this time of year that temperatures were kind of this widespread was about 1911, was I think the last time there was this kind of big Arctic outbreak for about mid-November.
So these Arctic air blasts from Canada, do we frequently get those throughout winter? Are they pretty common?
Pretty common, yes. This is just kind of more unseasonable for this early in the year.
So let's look at snow here for a moment. Most of Wisconsin saw first snowfall in late October. What kind of snow are we seeing here on the ground around the state?
Right now, we've kind of set a pace for the snowiest start to winter that we've ever had.
Wait, snowiest start to winter we've ever had. Just want to make sure you're on the record for that.
That's correct. At least in terms of the number of days of snow here across at least southern Wisconsin, around 8 or 9 days of snow. And then if you factor in today, it'll be 9 or 10 days of snow. And that's just the most we've seen this early.
So that's a lot of liquid, a lot of water on the ground.
Yes, it is. And I mean, thankfully, it's kind of all come in phases and waves, and it's melted, and it's been able to at least move into the rivers and move downstream.
So, Chris, what should we know about irregular amounts of snowfall? How is that going on?
Well, like I said, it's just really what's causing a lot of this is we've got a big high pressure over the West Coast, and that's allowed for these multiple intrusions of Arctic air masses and really an active pattern across the Midwest, and that's really what's brought all the snow to the area.
We're talking about the cold weather and the snow here in Wisconsin and across the country. Chris Stumpf is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Milwaukee. You can join in. How are you dealing with this week's freezing temperatures? What questions do you have? Has it wreaked havoc on your home or your plans for the outdoors? Join in 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Chris, what's it like in terms of predicting snowfall? What are the variables to consider to get the most accurate prediction?
Quite a few factors can wreak havoc on a forecast for snowfall. Temperatures are a big one, but also it really depends on, you know, how much liquid you're actually expecting and kind of where that occurs in the atmosphere. There's a favored region for snow growth and snow development, and if you don't get the kind of right ingredients to fall in line there, you can either bust a forecast or really bust a forecast either way, kind of go on the low side or over forecast and you get lower amounts.
How much does your technology, your computer modeling help you out, or, you know, does some of this not defy computers?
Thankfully, we've had significant improvements recently over at least the last couple of years that have allowed us to get a a really good handle on kind of probabilities of amounts. So it allows us to narrow in on maybe what's the lowest amount we could forecast and what might be what we could expect on the highest end. And that's really allowed us to kind of narrow down into and give people a better idea of what we could expect.
Yeah, and so how has technology changed over the year for meteorologists? Do you think that we have better tools to really understand what our day is going to look like?
Absolutely. The stuff has improved in terms of the resolution of models, the how accurate in terms of time they are. So we have more time steps. So like we get kind of a look at what the atmosphere might be doing every hour versus previously maybe every 6 hours. And then with satellite analysis, we've kind of got a much better handle on what's going on than we did in the past, where we've got a view possibly every 30 seconds compared to maybe every 5 or 15 minutes in the past. So there's been significant improvements over the last couple of years.
So do these cold air masses, like the one we're experiencing now, do they move across our region? Do they settle into a place for a while? How do they move?
At least for this time of year, we're still pretty active. Jet stream's pretty active, so it's pretty progressive. So you'll get just kind of a quick day or two shot of cold air, and then it'll push on out. It's not quite like you'd maybe get in the winter where it might settle and kind of sit for multiple days before it finally kicks out. Here, we're still active enough that it'll be pretty progressive.
What effect do the Great Lakes have on winter temperatures and snowfall in the Midwest?
Sure. So it depends kind of on the time of year. So like right now, the water temp's still decently warm, so locations near the lake might actually be able to stay a little bit warmer compared to locations a little further inland or at least away from the lakes. But like this past couple days, with a cold intrusion that we had, you had some pretty strong winds out of the north, and that really, you've got all that cold air moving over those warm lakes has allowed for some really intense lake effect snow to impact parts of Michigan, Indiana, and northern Wisconsin, and even off to the east into Ohio.
Well, let's take a call now. Kenneth is joining us from Janesville. Hi, Kenneth. What's your question?
Hello. Are we in a polar vortex? And why have we heard only of this polar vortex phenomenon in the last couple of years, rather than 10 years?
Yeah. Kenneth, thanks for the call. Chris, are we anywhere near a polar vortex again?
You could technically call it that. You do have these big outbreaks of Arctic air. Could be kind of labeled as the polar vortex coming down into the area. In terms of that term, we've had it around for quite a while, and I think it's just been put into kind of everybody's minds recently. Just everybody's picked up on it as a way to kind of name it and kind of relate it. And at least make people aware of what's coming.
Very quickly, are we headed for a warming trend in the next few days?
It does look like we are. As we head into the weekend, it does look like we'll start to see a moderate in temperatures where we get back into the 40s. We'll still be below normal, but it does look like it'll be getting warmer.
Chris, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Chris Stumpf is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service based in Milwaukee. Coming up, this is the season where there are the most deer and car collisions. We'll explore a program in Trempealeau County that's using roadside deer as part of food assistance efforts. You can join in. Have you donated venison to a food pantry before? What was that process like? We're at 800-642-1234. Back in a moment with the Trempealeau County Sheriff here on the Ideas Network.